Blog Talk Radio. want to say hello to all of you out there and my partner, Susan Z. Hi, everyone. Hi, Susan.
Hi, Bonnie. Love the Monday morning scream. What would we do without it?
I tried not to because actually we have so much to talk about that I almost thought about, if I hurt somebody's eardrums, I do want them to listen to us. But I had to do it because it's my signature. So anyway, I'm going to get right into this because, Susan, you and I have a lot to talk about, but I've got a lot to announce this week. And
yes,
you do.
Exciting news, yes.
I'm so excited. I'm afraid to even let it come out of my lips, everyone. But first I'm going to introduce us before I actually get into what the week's going to be here and who's we've got a special guest. He's my mentor. I mean, he probably wouldn't say he was because I don't think he knows it, but I have tried to get him on my show for a year. There's been problems and mix-ups all due to me. But I am going to tell you I have the best.
Oh, no, not in the space shot, Bonnie. Never.
And, you know, it taught me a big lesson. But, okay, before I introduce myself, I'll introduce who this is. I am so excited, everyone. I mean, Susan knows. I want to dance around the room and sing and cry at the same time. I believe everybody's gifts are the same. But this is my mentor, guys. And he is coming out with a new book. His book that he has is so special to me that I don't know if he'll let me say I channeled it, but I'm going to tell you this. You know,
tell everybody who it is first. Come on, tell them who it is first, and then tell all the information. Come on.
Okay. It's Mark Anthony. Mark Anthony.
Yes. Hey. Yes.
He's the psychic lawyer, everyone. You can Google him. It's Mark Anthony, the psychic lawyer.com. The psychic lawyer.com. The reason I forgot to tell you he was a lawyer, because that's the coolest part of what I think his super gifts are, because he actually sees, if you read his first book, and his book is called Never Letting Go, Healing Grief from the Other Side. It is one of the best written. It made the New York Times bestseller list. He's been all over the country promoting that book for the last couple of years, and he's got a new one coming out, and he's going to be on our show. We might be the first ones to actually, I'm thinking we are, but even if we weren't, he's going to get on this show and tell you that his new book, and I'll let him divulge the name, is coming out March 15th. I am so excited.
Yeah.
I'm going to make him send me one with his signature on it. I'm going to make him say that on air. But I've got to tell you, for his other book, please download it, get it, because when he comes on, we're looking at the week and we're still negotiating when he's coming. I'm waiting for his secretary, who's a sweetheart, to give me the exact date and time, then I'll let you know. But it is the week of – it'll be the week, and somewhere in there, of October 13th. I am so super excited. I think I'm going to fall all over myself. I don't even know if I'll be able to talk. And God only knows. I hope he understands what I say.
No, you know that's not true. There's nothing that keeps you from talking. Nothing at all.
Well, you know what, Susan? I'll talk. It's whether he'll understand what I'm saying.
Tongue-tied. Yeah. He may get you tongue-tied, but talk.
Yeah.
No.
Oh, my goodness. Susan, this book, and I'll get into it a little later since it's a Monday. I won't get into it. But this is the book that actually I can't even keep in like our book. I keep giving it away. Finally, I stopped buying it, and I ended up downloading it to have a copy for myself. I'm getting a few more copies. If you do not have the book, this book, Never Letting Go, Healing Grief from the Other Side, meshes his lawyer work with what he does, and he gives cases, and it's just amazing. Because I love law and I love medicine, of course, so I love that professional aspect, it's always so interesting to me that he tells you in the book, he might be interviewing for a jury, and in the back is the Bludgeon family. So it is so cool what he sees and how he deals with that, and you know, especially since, you know, he is a professional. When he actually, you know, he's had this gift, his mom was very gifted, and he tells you that in the book. But the cool news about this is he gives you examples of what's happened to him and his clients, and it was such a fast read that I was so sad to get to the end of the book. So it does give you hope for everybody that's lost anybody. It does tell you what's going on in that afterlife, which Susan and I always try to do. But he actually works on very famous cases, and they are mentioned in the book. So when he comes on, I'll let him mention them to you, because I hate to, you know, I don't want to give away everything. But I've tried for a year to get him on, and Mark, I love you. Thank you.
Yes, yes, and now just a little side info here that on how spirit works so beautifully in terms of making everything fall into place. After Bonnie messed up, okay, she admitted it, and it's like through a series of events, because of the way that she handled it and took a spiritual approach, I mean, everything turned around, and I mean, he was like there for her, so even more so than before. It was just amazing how we watch spirit work through when sometimes we think, you know, oh my God, I screwed up. It's just like, you know, over. I can't believe it. And then you take a humble spirit approach, and then your higher self talks to their higher self, and miracles happen. And that's what we got going on here with him. I mean, it was just awesome.
He's an awesome guy. No matter whether he'd done my show or not, or whether he would ever, you know, the real sad part is I wanted to offer him to you all, which is my listeners, my callers and chatters. He will be taking calls. I will tell you that I would have to work a 2-week salary to get to see him. He is incredible man. He's got incredible gifts.
Yeah.
And I just want to let you know, I'll let you know pretty early when he's coming on, and get in line, because this is going to be a doozy. So I just want to let you know that he was coming, and I can't even do him the service that he needs to be done, because I feel his energy, and he is, oh my goodness gracious. I thank God, you know, my husband isn't a jealous type. Yeah, and that he wouldn't care.
Well, yeah, he was the one that got you started.
Absolutely.
I remember you telling when we first met that when you went to see him and talk to him, it was like, and for some reason he decided to call you, it was like after that, it just opened everything up on you. And that's, you know, that's when you know that you've truly met a soul family member.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like, when all of a sudden it's just you come into their energy and you awaken.
Well, you know what? I have to tell you, Susan, because when he gets on, I had already seen spirit. You know, I have seen them for a long time.
Oh, yeah.
But when I went to him, I went to him in desperation because a spirit had come to me, a young spirit, and my dad had passed and I was in misery. So I came, I looked for, I ended up being led, but the craziest thing is I didn't look for his book. I went to a friend of his house, believe it or not. She was a medium. I was only there with a friend to just take her, you know, because when I walked into the house, she looked at me, the woman, and said, "You have a spirit with you." And I'm like, yeah, but you know, hey, you know, so I went and I sat on her, and she goes, "You can't come in yet." And she was very distraught, and I know why. I found out why afterwards when I felt her energy. But anyway, my girlfriend went in to have a reading with her, and on the book was Mark Anthony's book called Never Letting Go, Healing Grief from the Other Side. So I picked it up, and she had an hour reading. Oh, my God. I thought I was transformed. In that hour, I couldn't put the book down. So talk about synchronicity and place. My girlfriend walked out of there going, "I don't even know why I came." Bull. She was so upset. And I looked at her and goes, and I said, "I know why I came." And I had that answer I needed. And so that's when I contacted Mark Anthony. He is a super soul.
Cool.
He is a wonderful guy. I want to tell you, everybody on my show is gifted. I am in awe of everybody. He's just my mentor. So let me tell you who's coming this week, because I don't ever want to belittle anybody's gifts, and Mark wouldn't want to do that either, because I know he's a stand-up guy. But
everyone has amazing gifts. I mean, they're just everyone that comes on our show. I mean, we're just they display all different gifts, and it's like that's what's so wonderful is because we're all so different.
I love that, and guess what? I want to morph into all of you because I want those gifts. But I have a lot of them, but you know, you all have them.
Yeah, we're going to have to put up a sign. Beware, you come on our show, Bonnie will absorb your gifts.
Yay! Yeah, absolutely. But I'll tell you who we have tomorrow. And you know what I got to tell you, Susan, you are in for the aftermath because, see, you're the one that has to deal with me. But anyway.
Thank God I know how.
Yes, exactly. Today you have Susan Z and me. We are bubbling over to talk to you, to, you know, tell you who's here, to enlighten you hopefully in some way, because we have a great subject a little bit that we're going to talk about in a minute. But let me go through who we have this week. Thank you, everybody who wants to be on. I am so honored. I'm so in awe that anybody would want to be and call and want to be on my show. And I am in awe of anybody that is on my show. So I do want you to all know that. Tomorrow I have a medium. He has been here before. He is called the Working Man's Medium. So go to his website. He has a streamline so you can see how he works. His name is Ronald Reeder, and he is coming back.
Yay, Ronnie!
And he is super sweet, and I'm going to tell you, I'm going to be his first read. So I've been waiting for this. I think the last time I didn't, we talked about doing a reading for me, and we never did. So if you're listening, Ron, I'm your first girl. But anyway, get in line. He brings.
I think I was the first one that got the reading last time, and then we ran out of time.
Yeah, and you remember Amy? Remember he was reading for someone, and I'm sure they're in chat or thinking about
being. Yeah, I can't remember if it was me or somebody else. I can't remember. Yeah.
Well, the first caller, he was giving all the information. It was actually Amy's dead husband. So, and I knew it because she was the fourth caller down. So sometimes that happens with mediums. I do want you to know, if he's coming and a lot of spirits standing there, it happens with me too. You don't know who it's for unless you're standing right in front of the person and you can see them walking up. But sometimes on the radio, if they're going to not stand, and some people butt in, and you'll hear me say, hey, does anybody own somebody a sailor suit? So, you know,
it's hey, what about me? We all know that. Yeah.
And he is so gifted. So again, he starts at 1 o'clock tomorrow and we'll go to probably about 2:15, 2:30 because he has to go to work. And so everybody please know that we won't be chatting too much, so you don't have to like sit around and listen to Susan and I too much, because we are hosting a guest. So I promise I won't bore anybody. So we're going to let him get straight away. Yes, I know. I'm so excited. And then Wednesday we have... yes, I am going to sing. What do you mean? If anybody comes around and it's their birthday, are you kidding? I'm sorry. Anybody out there that comes and says it's their birthday.
I try to warn people when they go that astrological thing. When's your birthday? Oh, my birthday's this week. And there you're off.
I am. I'll tell you, I had my song guide come in last night. I'll tell you about that in a minute. But, okay, Wednesday we've got another guest. And we've got a couple more coming. I want to get everybody in before the holidays, and I'm going away again in October. So it'll be me limited, but I have all kinds of guests for you. So
New York.
Let's hope it's a better trip. But anyway, Wednesday we have Ron Cole. You know, he is our famous house astrologist. I shouldn't say house astrologist because he's so well-known. I'm just lucky that he wants to be our house astrologist. And we also have Kelly is going to host and also be there for, because Wednesday I have to be in a place with my son. But anyway, you are going to have the heavy metal medium. Her name is Melissa Bruce. She is fabulous. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, yes. Yes,
but you know what?
Oh, my God.
Do you know what's
You can
so
hear
cool?
the motorcycle revving up in the background when she's on the show.
Oh, my God. I've got to tell you, I met her husband. He is a heavy metal artist. He's with a band called The Ashes of Death. And I'm telling you, they make the cutest couple. But anyway, Melissa brings through spirit also and will answer anything. She's clairvoyant, clairaudient, does all that, and she will be taking your calls at 2 o'clock on Wednesday. So you have Melissa Bruce. She also teaches medium, and she'll tell you how to get a hold of her if you want to take any of her classes. Thursday, I got my girls. We've got Annabelle Miller and Brenda Brand, our mom and daughter team. Oh, my goodness, they are so fab. You know, they're Susan's relatives, so you know how talented they are. And Susan's going to say this, but I'm getting it in first. Annabelle is a matriarch of Susan's family.
Yes, she is. She's a psychic matriarch of our family. And so, I mean, it's like when she says something, we listen.
Absolutely. Otherwise, I'm going to get a hit over the head with a broomstick. And that's not from Annabelle. It's from Susan. But anyway, Ashley, she also has her daughter with her. And her daughter is Brenda Brand, who is a medical intuitive. She kind of gets in through medically feeling you. It is the coolest thing. She's the coolest girl. I keep using the word cool because, no, she's really hot. She's a hot girl with great talent. They're a great duo. And, in fact, they want to bring in some of the rest of their really intuitive psychic family. And we might do a family reunion on this show, but it won't be this week with their sons because they are also incredibly
Zachary. Oh, my God, yeah. Zachary's like and usually it passes on to the female. And Zachary is her firstborn, and he's always kind of had one foot in the other world. I mean, and he's, it turned out to be extremely gifted.
And I am going to tell you that we got Leslie Journey rocking the house right after that at 2 o'clock. Leslie, you're back. She had a camping trip, I think, and she's going to call me today, but I'm assuming she's back. And we're going to have her on Thursday. She brings dates, times, and she is an intuitive, clairvoyant, clairaudient, medium. She brings everything to the table also. That's an incredible day for mediums, tarot, crazy medical, anything you want is on Thursdays. They will answer, take your calls. They're really cool. And I don't know why I keep you. Somebody must be here saying the word cool, but I'll tell you why. So I went through the week. We're leaving Friday open because we're going to have some guests that are going to be authors and really incredible people. They are all talented in themselves, and I'm thinking of opening Fridays. So that's coming soon down the pipe. But to get started, I got to tell you, Susan, and then I won't talk too much about it. My song guy came back last night. And
not letting her sleep again.
Yeah, and guess what, guys? Because I'm going to try singing this, just a little verse. But it was Lulu and the Lampshades. It's called You're Gonna Miss Me. I kind of figured out what I think the song is about. I just haven't figured it out totally. But I've got some clues by some friends who said they think it might be for my daughter. That maybe I've got to stand back. But this is how it goes. You're going to miss me when I'm gone. You're going to miss me when I'm gone. You're going to miss me by my hair. You're going to miss me everywhere. You're going to miss me. You're going to miss me when I'm gone. Doesn't that sound like, kind of sounds like Row, Row, Row Your Boat or something. I don't know. I guess I can't sing. But anyway,
I'm sorry, folks. I didn't jump in there fast enough to warn you that it was coming. She just kind of snuck it in there on me. And, you know, I made a commitment to let you know, okay, all right, Bonnie's getting ready to sing. I'm sorry.
You're going to miss me when I'm gone. You're going to miss me by my hair. You're going to miss me everywhere. You're going to miss me. Going to miss me when I'm gone. So everybody pull up Lulu and the Lampshades and figure it out for me. But anyway, I was...
You know what my input on that is. So we'll. I think maybe it might just be a combination of a little bit of both.
I love you, Susan, and that's why I always ask. So I am going to tell you, if anybody can go to those Lulu and the Lampshade lyrics and see if they, I know I have a lot of clairvoyant, clairaudient mediums and all kinds of talented people in our chat room, pull it up and see what you get. But anyway, it woke me up. It stood me right on my almost on the floor, but I kept saying, no, please let me sleep. So anyway,
I know. Darling, do we want to do a little blurb on us and go right into the phone call?
Yes.
Because we're
Yeah, I'm so sorry.
We want to talk a little bit about our discussion or whatever, because we know that we're on short air time until October. So let's move. Your singing career is on hold for a moment. Where should we go next?
Well, listen, I just want Ashes of Death. If they need me, it's a heavy metal mega band. I'm available. I'm cheap, but I'm not cheap. Okay? So that I
now
just
you can
want
play the tambourine really well.
And I can shake my booty, too. But anyway, everybody, today we're going to talk real quickly on it, but we are going to spend some time on the subject, which is an I just totally did an oxymoron because I used two words that were opposite. So if that's an oxymoron or it's a something. Anyway, we're going to talk after we introduce ourselves. If you don't know who I am and who Susan is, oh, my goodness. You know, I could just say, I hope you find out because we love you. We want you to be out. And we tell you all the time. I'm Bonnie Albers with Bonnie Albers on Air. I am your host. And I have my dear co-host, Susan Z, with me. And we rock the house for you. We want to bring you all kinds of messages. We both are very talented. We both have a lot of... You'll hear initials after our name, and we both love being here, and we love being here for you. Anyway, I'm Bonnie Albers again with Bonnie Albers on Air. You can get a hold of me at Facebook. I changed my name. It was kind of stupid, and now I can't change it back for 60 days. It's put me in really bad problems with Blog Talk and every one of my AOL because nobody can find me and I had to reset everything. And I don't know if I have reset everything properly, but you can find me under Bonnie Albers Mosenter.
I'm finally getting you now.
Oh, good. Bonnie Albers Mosenter. And leave me a message, friend me, Facebook me, whatever you want to do. Tell me how, you know, what you want to hear, what you like. And, you know, I always post our shows coming up. I'm going to start posting them daily, who's on with on Sunday night. I post the week's shows because sometimes they change. And if you like us, please like us on Blog Talk. We love you and we love to get the likes because that means you'll be able to follow our shows. You can also get me at balbers714@aol.com. I am an RN. I am an LNC. I'm a counselor. I specialize in love, romance, relationships, and any sexual issues you can think of. And I'm good. So I also might rock.
And Bonnie's got a great imagination when it comes to that.
Yes. Well, I practiced the 16 years that I've been on this earth, I have really learned a lot. But anyway, I do also want you to know that my favorite gift of all, and I keep wanting it to just keep evolving, is I'm an intuitive psychic spirit medium. And that's my favorite gift that I have, as well as that I think I'm compassionate. So when Susan asked me about my Akashic records, that's what I think about myself, Susan. But anyway, I just
that's
to know.
What you think your greatest gifts are. All
yeah.
right.
Yeah. Well, so I do readings. I do counseling.
You do.
I do. So you can get a hold of me. I do have my own practice. And I would love to offer that to you. You can go to my website and you can check that out at BonnieAlbers.com. And Susan, I'm handing the floor to you.
Okay, well, we'll make it quick here. I want to say hello to our listening audience and everyone in chat. Introduce myself.
Hi.
I'm Susan Z. Rich, and I'm Bonnie's radio cohort in Metaphysical Fun and
Crime.
I'm a third generation Akashic medium, which means that I am able to interpret your soul journey and assist you in opening your Akashic soul record. I have pretty close to 20 years now experience as a clairaudient, empathic, clairvoyant. I'm also a life coach like Bonnie, which she always forgets to say, a holistic therapist. Yeah. Oh, yeah, right, yeah. I'm an emotional addiction counselor, recovery hypnotherapist, Reiki master, and energetic seer. I'm also the author of the published book, Soul Window, Secrets from the Divine, which is available on Amazon.com, which Bonnie will tell you that she helped channel the book for me, so we'll give her that credit.
You took the word channel. Now I'm helping channel. The word is channel. That word in there.
But see, if I say that you channeled the book, that means all the information came from you. So you helped me channel the book, okay?
Well,
because
I got
the information to write it.
Wait, I have to tell you. No, it really didn't come from me. It came from spirit, but I channeled it to your brain. So I'm not taking credit for it. I'm just saying I got it to where it needed to go.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Anyway, the book is a wonderful tool to help you understand the life phases that you go through.
Do you think I could tell Mark Anthony that? Because I think I channeled his first book too.
Yeah, you could give it a shot. We'll see how see what kind of reaction you get.
I did.
The same that I get. Okay, Bonnie. It's like if you think you did, that's fine. And so let me tell you how you can reach me. My website is szrwhitewings.com. That's S as in Susan, Z as in Zebra, WHITEWINGS.com, or email szrich@aol.com. On my website, you can also see that I also have a lot of naturopathic equipment. I have books, I have CDs, and I'm also available for tarot readings and
Akashic readings. I gotta break in here. Angel Face, I love you. Do you think I'm in trouble? I don't know. I kind of hold him back, but if do you think I'm gonna be in trouble if I tell him I had it channeled his book, and it's just that I might not get away with send it to me and sign it. That's all. But I love you, Angel Face. Anyway, I do have to tell you that I do read your chat. I just can't get in there and write it. But if I catch your angel, and I love you too, Angel Face. So if I can read it and I can see it and I actually am not in the ethers, I will answer you. I just can't do it writing wise. But I gotta say, and I know Susan doesn't give herself enough credit, and that's why I have to tell you she's one of the best. Well, I use her, so, I mean, come on. But she's one of the best tarot readers that I know. And the reason is she reads differently and spreads differently than I've ever seen. And it's nothing that you can read out of a book.
Thank you, sweetie.
Oh, you're welcome. And you know what? Now you owe me a tarot reading. No, I'm kidding. But I have to tell you, I do love how you read. I love your cards. I love everything about how you use it. And I know you're channeling and using your intuition, but it is the coolest bridges I've ever seen. It's like the bridge to Terabithia or the bridge to heaven when I look at your cards. Now, mine happened to have been absolutely, I think it was the bridge to hell and back. But you know what?
The bridge to the River Kwai.
Yes, it was the bridge to the River Kwai. And I don't think you wanted to tell me that was the first meeting we ever had. But you did a pretty good job. And I'll tell you, you are fabulous, girlfriend. And I do want everybody to know that when I need any readings, I use my co-hosts, all of them. They are fabulous. And Susan rocks the house. So just to let everybody know.
Why, thank you, sweetie. And yes, I am available for readings, and so I want to let the listening audience and chat know that. I'm getting a lot of feedback. Let's see.
I don't hear it, so keep going.
Just stop. Yeah,
okay,
it's just like there for a while and stop. Okay, we're good.
Okay, well, everybody, we're going to start taking callers. So if you want to call in now, you can. I'm going to take our first caller, and that is Jeff 444. You are on with Bonnie and Susan. Hi.
Hello.
Hi. Is this Angel Faye?
Yes, ma'am.
Hi, Angel Face. Now, do you think I'll
be in?
We're really good, but do you think I'm going to be in trouble with, I better whisper it. Do you think if I don't, do you think if I tell him that it was me who channeled his book, he'd get upset?
I think he'd just laugh at you.
Thank you. Well, honey, thank you.
That would be the reaction I might want, because then I think to myself, well, spirit got through that. So the thing is, that
I do it in such a, you know, like a good-natured, okay, Bonnie, you know, because, you know, she won't take no for an answer. But, you know, bless her heart, I mean, I said go for it.
Well, yeah,
you're just ambitious, Bonnie, and that's okay.
Thank you. You know what? I love that, Angel Face, about you, because you know what? What I'm going to tell you is about Mark Anthony. I'm in such awe of what he does, even as a lawyer, that, you know, I just feel like he needs to know that I helped channel that book, because maybe, you know, he'll be endeared to me in some way. So, well, because I'm so in awe of him. So that's the thing. I'm going to try. The only
are one on the grid, so there you go.
Yeah. Oh, I love it. Well, Angel Face, do you have anything to say to everybody? Well, please say hello to our audience. I know you're in chat a lot, and if there's anything you do want to say, now's your time.
Well, hello, everybody.
Hi. How can
I love coming on. I do have some things to say. I have some updates what's been going on in my life. And
yeah,
you know,
well, Angel Face, tell us your real name first before that's your chat. Tell us your real name.
My name is Gay Hibanka.
I love you, Gay.
Well, I love you too.
All right, so go for it. Go for it, because I do want to hear your updates. I'm hoping they're as happy as I think.
Oh, they're awesome. Everything that between Ron and Susan, you know, people I've talked to, things have happened. These people are phenomenal. So that's because I'm phenomenal. So.
Well, wait a minute. I did not hear Bonnie is phenomenal. What happened to
Bonnie?
I heard Ron
phenomenal. Okay, let me stroke your hair.
Oh, Bonnie, you're the everything. She said everything. Yeah.
Oh,
when everything. That actually was your name.
Bonnie. Okay, thank you. All right,
Don't worry. Don't worry.
Okay.
But
right,
anyway,
Gay.
I got a new job, and I'm working at a boarding school in Grand Coteau, Louisiana. It's a boarding school that's been in business for 200 years.
Wow.
Oh, right.
And it was divinely.
Hello? Oh, my goodness. She must have dropped off. Yes, I hope. Yeah, it says she dropped, so maybe it was her phone. I'm sure she'll call right back. But, Gay, do you remember the reading? I don't remember everything I said, but I remember saying she was up for a job, or we said she was going to get a job the next month or week or whatever, and she did get it. So I do want you to know she did write me and tell me that. So I am so glad. Here she goes. I'm going to grab her again. We lost you, Gay Bird.
I know. Yeah. What happened?
Tech stuff.
Yeah.
You know?
Thank God it wasn't us, because that's all I need. But, okay, so, Gay, fill us in.
Well, anyway, I got the job. My husband got all of his back pay from the Army.
Perfect. And we're out of debt. Perfect.
Completely out of debt. I own my truck now, so.
Oh, good girl. Absolutely good girl.
It's so wonderful to get a phone call that someone says that the tide has turned, because, you know, we hear so many phone calls that people are out there struggling and trying to, you know, move through this heavy energy. It's so wonderful for you to share that information.
And, you know,
oh my God.
Exactly, because when I, you know, I talked to several people on the show, but when I talked to Ron and he did, you know, the chart thing, and he said that Leo is in the, what, Capricorn or whatever.
Wait, Gay, I'm getting a song. When the moon is in the seventh house. Jupiter is aligned with Mars. There will be peace in the planet, and love will be the stars. This is the dawning of Aquarius.
In case our listening audience hasn't figured it out yet, her music spirit guide is back.
Yeah.
So be prepared that you're going to be serenaded pretty much every show.
Yeah. So anyway, you know, Ron had said things were going to change because the Leo's in the whatever for so many years. And actually, like a week after that, I got the job. And a few months, about a month or two later, we got the money. Things have been changing. Manifest, you know, abundance has been here. And, you know, I had talked to Leslie as well, and, you know, she said I would get this job, and sure enough, it happened. And the thing with the job was amazing because I got the call, and I had applied for this job like months ago, and I totally forgot about it, literally. And I had to remind myself, I just said yes to anything. Anybody says I'm going to hire you, I'm going to go, right? Because I didn't even pay attention. I had to think about, okay, I know I applied. Did I apply for this place? Okay. So I go to the interview, and they asked me back for a second interview and had an interview with the headmistress, which is a nun, all right? Because it's a Catholic boarding school for all girls. And
oh, sister, honey, don't let that stop you. Let me tell you, my girlfriend was in one of those in England, and let me tell you, they were fun groups. So don't even.
Oh, listen, you're talking to a private Catholic boarding school girl here, so I know.
Yeah.
So I figure that.
So Sister Lear did her interview with me, and she says, well, I got other people, you know, that I got to interview. Okay, fine, but we want you to fill out a physical paper because the other interview application I did was online. I said, okay, and then, you know, we'll get back to you, whatever. And so I was sitting in the lounge filling out the paperwork, and then it was a good 30 minutes or more, and then Sister Lear comes back, takes my hand, we want to offer you the job. I go, oh, awesome. So the moment that I really knew the job was for me is like the next day I went in, and I walked the grounds of the school, which is very old, and you would think there were lots of spooky energies, but they're not. It's just a peaceful place. I didn't feel anything there that was, you know, creepy at all. I mean, I could feel things, but the only thing I felt was my angels surrounding me in that moment when I was walking around, and I was crying so much, and I knew that this was the place for me. Aww. It was the right place for me, and it felt so deep in my heart. And sure, along the way, since I've been working there, there's been bumps along the road, but a lot of it's just a lot of self-learning, you know. You know, we're always like a work in progress throughout our whole life.
Oh, yeah. Well, honey,
and,
yeah.
You know, a lot of people don't understand those things. They have a hard time going that deep. I always go that deep. But,
yeah,
you know, but it's, you know, I've had my bumps here and there, and there's a lot of misunderstanding, but it's getting better, and I'm learning to adjust and So they're
telling me roll with the punches, Gay. That's what they're telling me. The old saying, roll with the punches. And you're good at doing that, by the way. I can feel that from you. So, you know, the thing is that people don't realize, and I always say this, and about myself too, but, you know, I kind of, you know, always like say to myself, oh, you don't have to worry about it. But the thing is that we're not here to be perfect. If we were here to be perfect, we wouldn't come down. We're here to work on things, and except for some people. But, you know, the thing is, if we're supposed to work on things, then you have to realize that there's going to be ups and downs. There's going to be lows and highs, except who I want to come back as is Madonna, Madonna and who is the one with the meat on her face?
No, you're no longer Lady Gaga.
But, you know, I just want to come back as they sing, you know, and I want to come back as successful as they are. And, you know, I think that if we don't look and see what their issues are, but I wouldn't mind that, you know what I mean? But some people get a pass. We just didn't right now. We're working. And so the thing is that we're working on things, Gay, and that's what you got to learn. Working down that journey, your path, as long as you're on your spiritual path, you are going to have highs and lows. And I love that you brought that up because some people never see the highs because they get stuck in the lows. And that's what
they don't.
Yeah.
And
the one thing I've really learned the most by working with these girls, you know, we have like seventh graders on up to seniors. So working with these girls, teenage girls, is that they're not capable of actually going into a depth of thought. And I didn't realize that till now.
Right. Yeah. I think that's, I've worked with teenage, you know, I'm working with that group that's like 18 to 26. I had a few boys that in my practice that what they ended up doing was failing out of college, and there were reasons for it because they were accolades in high school. And a lot of it is our society is different. Our total, how we raise our children is totally different than how we were raised.
Yeah, they want to get some life experience first, and then they think about, like, they wait to get married. They wait to have children.
Well, that's true, but it, you know, it's just observations, and it's taken them time to actually, because the other staff that I work with are younger, they're closer to their age, and they're in college, so with me, I'm more like the mother, like, figure, and they don't want to talk to me much, they're like,
Well, you know why?
Give it time.
I got to tell you, Gay, especially in a cloistered or I see the word cloistered, but Catholic, boarding school, they might not trust you yet because the thing is they're thinking of you as Nun Anna, and you're not Nun Anna. So when they learn slowly that you're not going to, you know, that they can actually learn. And I see it happening because I see these girls looking at you and smiling and waiting. And what's going to happen is I really believe that you have to gain their confidence. And that'll be slow. But I think once you do, I see hordes of them standing there listening with big eyes and smiles at you, which means that then they'll learn to trust you, that you're not going to think everything they do is inappropriate. So that, I do believe that's coming for you.
And I don't think everything they do is inappropriate because
No, they do.
And gradually they're learning to trust me more. I'm more in charge of their actually study time and helping them to get resources for that. And so, but little by little, small groups of them are beginning to trust me and talk to me more. But they go to the younger ones more because they're more their age, and that's okay. But, and at first it was really kind of hurting my feelings, and I know they're not doing anything to me or on purpose. It's just not me. It's me working through my own issues. So, you know, I acknowledge that, and I also take responsibility for those things, too, and
you know,
I will acknowledge that.
Gay?
Yes.
Yeah. Just remember, you're not 16 like me, okay?
No. Oh, shut up.
Bonnie would be a terrible house mother. They'd end up having to discipline her.
I know. I'm much wiser than you, Bonnie.
Oh, but you know what? I can be pretty darn wise. I channel the wise girlfriend.
She'd be the one sneaking out going, oh, no, come on. It's a beautiful day.
Let's all jump in the pool naked.
I've been known to do that and been known to bring peeps with me. So, you're right off my alley, but you want to hear something? That's the angst of growing up. You learn, and see, I'm like Peter Pan. I want to show everybody that, you know, we all have 16-year-olds always in us, and I don't think I ever got past it. Someday might. I do turn 17. Next year.
I'm actually living my childhood now. I didn't have one, so.
You know what? And that's what's going to be with these girls. They're going to see that.
Oh,
so.
they keep me laughing and you know, no matter what they say or get angry with me, I'll tell them all the time. I says, you know what? I love you anyway, no matter what you say or do to me. I'm always here for you. I won't abandon you.
That's the way it is. It's like, you know, you just keep it light. Keep it light, you know. That's what will change the energy of everything.
I feel it changing already. So I mean,
I see it.
Yeah, even the faculty that works there, they love me. I mean, they're just like, wow, because we had to go to orientation and I stood up and did my thing and talked, and they were like,
"Do you bring them? Can I ask a question? Did you bring them baked goods, or do you bring them baked goods? Is there something that you made that you're taking in there?"
Last week we had a fundraiser for leukemia, and that one of my boss is, who had a close friend or person who had died from it. So we did a fundraiser at the school, And some of the girls helped me bake stuff downstairs.
Yeah.
And we made cookies and brownies.
Yeah.
And all that.
And
yeah.
That's when I feel like that's when things changed for you with some of the people. I think you were, they were a little looser. And
yeah.
For some reason, I see that. So I don't know mm-hmm. why they're bringing that up to me, Gay, but I love it. But they're showing me that event. And it means that there was a turning point there for you. I don't know what it is or what it means, but that's what they're saying. So
yeah, that's with the Mexican girls that helped me. And we have Chinese girls, and we have a Korean girl, and, you know, American girls there. A lot of those girls are there because there's some really harsh things and trauma they've been through in their life. That's why they're there. And we have one girl who just came out of rehab for drugs, and she's very outrageous. And she's a wonderful being, but she has, you know, she has that PTSD going like 100%, you know. I mean, something triggers something, and she totally loses it all over everywhere. So,
well,
you know, and it's hard for her.
Well, I don't know why they're showing me, and they're showing me they're showing me a really warm environment with this food, and that people are, you know, really pulling together
mm-hmm.
because you either brought it in or you helped make. I just see this incident, and it's a turning point, and it might not be, you might not think it's a turning point, but it is a turning point for someone there. Or so just know that that mattered. Okay.
Because like a few weeks ago, I made a big fruit salad out of some of the fruit
yeah.
they would. They didn't all eat it, but I made it anyway. And they said, why are you doing that? Because I care about you guys, and I just want to do something special. And they're like, oh, really?
Yeah,
so,
I see
you
bringing stuff. That's why I asked you, are you bringing or baking things? And and what they want you to know and why they're showing it to me is it matters. So keep it up. Every once in a while, it matters. You don't think it does, but it matters is what I'm hearing.
Okay. Mm. Sounds good.
What? Well, can we help you? Do you want to ask Susan a question? Because Susan's, I can feel her energy chomping at the bit here.
That's because Michael's beating on her head right now and saying, I need to say something to Gay because I hear him. And he's like, my question really is, like, with this job, where is it going to go for me? What are the things that are going to really, I mean, I know the things with the girls is changing, but, you know, what's going to happen, Susan?
Well, personally, what I'm picking up here is that this job is going to, it's an emotional transformation for you and also for several girls that you're going to come in contact with. And what I'm feeling here is that I believe that there's going to be another offer within the school that's going to come to you later. I don't know whether you're going to, don't touch me. Go see Bonnie. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
I just said, yeah. Tell her. It's like, and
who do you think
I've
been talking through? Go ahead.
It's just, you know, they figured because I'm aware of that, you know, oh, well, either one will do, but I always send them to Bonnie. But what I'm feeling is, I know, which is kind of unusual, and maybe this will unfold for you, or Bonnie will pick up something a little more on this, is that I feel like another opportunity is going to come within the school, but what I'm picking up is a little hesitancy on your part about whether you want to take it or it being offered to you. I don't know whether it's about a commitment, the commitment that you would have to make, or a long term, or that there's it's not anything about like what I'm feeling or like, oh, I don't think I can do it. That's not what I'm picking up. But there's
I can feel what it is.
It's just that there's kind of a hesitancy on your part of like, let me think about this, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And what I'm hearing is that I'm hearing that you should just jump in.
Yeah,
all right.
Me too. Yeah, what I think it is, Susan, and what I'm picking up, and you know me, I'm picking it up, is that, oh, I love picking it up. What I feel like is the next job is going to be more, what is it called, administrative. And you're really doing a lot, even though you are going to love this job because you make a difference with these girls. The next one you are going to think is that you might not be in contact as much with them. And that's what I'm picking up. But I've got
that
to
might
tell
be
you.
It.
Yeah, and I've got to tell you, though, girlfriend, you can change the way that job is. So if you move up, and I believe that you really should in order to stay in the business or stay in that place, you can change that role just slightly where you can be more hands-on. But you are going to change that school and the way kids look at you and change some of – by very – for them, it's not going to be a major woo, change. But you're going to touch people no matter whether you go to this new job, and that's what your trepidation is. Even though it's a step up and it might be more administrative than it is actually hands-on, I would take it and just make sure that you know that you stay hands-on, and that's what they're telling me.
Yeah,
okay.
And it might be put you in a position of saying, yeah, I'll take the position, but I don't want to lose contact with the girls. Is there a way that we can do both? And what you may do is that you may end up creating a whole new outlook on the position versus of like, okay, you're either with the girls or you're in the office. And you may be able to bring that about that it's like, no, I can do both.
Yeah.
Well, I got to tell you, Gay, whatever it is, you have to take it because it will further not only your success but the success of the school, which is ultimately what you want to do, which is the success of the girls. So I agree with Susan. Take the job. Make it work. Okay?
Yeah, and I really, it is like an emotional level of growth for me because it's bringing a lot of things back into my space that I need to pay attention to, you know, like a repeat of the tape that you finally just want to get rid of. And a lot of it, like when things go awry or I get upset, it's like I abandon myself, if you know what I'm talking about. You abandon yourself, you just like, you know, you go to the place where, oh, you know, you're terrible, whatever. You just abandon yourself. And I'm learning that I have to, you know, so it's been really big in my face to, like, pay attention to that and to change that and to, you know, don't tuck tail and run every time something goes a little bumpy. You know.
Yeah. I have a woman here. That's maybe who was touching you, Susan, or you said it's her spirit guides. I have a woman here with me. And she's like pressing her face up to a window and peering in, and her nose and everything smashed with these big eyes. So to me, it's your symbol. But what I'm getting out of that is take a look. You need to not run. Just look at what the situation is. Look at what you're doing. And, the woman that I'm seeing's got kind of white hair. But I, you know, sometimes they show you in different ages. She's got, she's kind of a little chubby, but not fat. But when she smashes her face on the white, she's got really pretty cheeks, like really rosy cheeks. So I don't know who this is for you, but she's just smiling away and looking at you.
And maybe my great grandmother, because she was such a little imp.
This one, she's just got this cute little way about her, and she's saying, tell her to stay there and look within. So there's your advice from the spirit world, which she's really happy to come, and she's got really rosy cheeks, this woman. And she's real light skin, so I don't know if that makes a difference, but she's really light skin. She's got this, looks like her skin is like her hair almost. And she's got a round face. So when she smushes it in the window, it's the cutest thing. And her nose is all smushed. So I just have to tell you, I've got to get to the next caller, but I hope I hope we helped you out. And
you did, and I want to be on the show still sometime whenever we can work that
absolutely out. Absolutely, Gay. We're going to be talking about it. It's really, in fact, Susan and I were just talking about this. That's why I had opened the show with thank you, everybody, for wanting to be on the show. I'm going back to New York. I don't know that everybody knows that, just for 4 days, but I'm going away with my husband for 10 before that. So yeah, I'll be on the show, and I won't put anybody on without me that hasn't been on right away. And so when you hear from me, absolutely you're going to be on. It's just a matter of time. So just
no hurry, no worry. So it's all good.
All right. We love you.
Yeah,
love
it'll
you
be perfect
up.
Timing.
Thank you, Susan. Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you. Well,
bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye. See, I love, Susan, I love all of our callers and listeners. We've got the best. And I love them, and I just can't thank them enough for even wanting to be on.
I know, and that was so cool that she had so much good information, I mean, good news to share with us, because, I mean, and, you know, a lot of my clients, too, the energy is starting to change. If you keep your heart open and you know, you stayed positive and you just didn't go down that rabbit hole of blame and anger and resentment, that all of a sudden they're starting to see things change in their life to the better. So, you know, I don't want to go to that place to say that the worst is over, because that's not exactly a true statement for everyone. But I do know a lot of people that have done their spiritual work through the heart that some good things are starting to happen.
Well, honey, great things are going to happen. So I am so looking forward to that. And I will tell you are right about that things turn around, but I do have to tell you that I will come and get you out of that rabbit hole if you ever fall in. So, you need to watch that rabbit hole, baby.
Fabulous job of that.
Thank you, sweetheart. I love you. So 256, you're on with Susan and Bonnie. 256, you're on. Hi.
Hey, how are you guys?
Who are we talking to?
This is Wanda.
Hi, Wanda.
Hey.
Can I wait? I have to tell you. Wait. I'm getting something here.
Please. No, that's Rhonda. Help me, Rhonda. Help me.
No, Wanda. Didn't she say Wanda? I'm seeing wands all around, and I've got to read the wand cards. I mean, Susan, maybe this is a tarot reading. Is it Wanda or Rhonda?
Wanda.
Right.
Wanda.
I'm seeing wands. That means tarot cards. Woohoo. Okay, Wanda, go ahead and ask, because you know what I'm going to tell you. Wanda, let's throw out those cards.
Don't know if you guys do this or not, but I saw on the link, y'all do a mediumship. I was going to see if you could connect with someone that is kind of close to me that passed.
Okay, that's me, and I'm going to call in and see who's here.
Okay.
I feel like it's a male energy.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. And you know, it's really funny because I don't know if it's who you're looking for, but he was wearing he's got a belly, like a little bit of a belly. He's not a skinny man, and they're showing me him in jeans and a flannel shirt. Now that doesn't mean that's what he wore when he was with you, or that you knew him.
Well, yeah, to a degree. I mean, before he got sick, he was, buried in exactly what he wore, like a flannel-like type shirt and jeans.
Yeah.
At one time, he had just a little bit of a belly, but because of the illness, he got sick down to nothing, that was the illness, but yes.
Yeah, I see him. They don't come as, I've got to tell you, and I'm glad you brought this up, and it's probably not what you want to hear as a lesson, but when spirit comes to when it's the best time they felt or that you felt. So they're not going to come in a hospital bed to me and show me them being decrepit unless they want you to know something. So he's coming at me as happy. So he's coming to let you know he's happy. He's back to the point where he wants you to know that when he looked like that is when he was really you would know he was happy and he would know he was happy. So he wasn't fat. He just had a belly, like a little belly. And he's showing himself and he wants you to know he's waving. I don't know. Did he used to wave? He's waving.
He'd wave. Yeah.
Yeah. And he's saying that, tell her I'm fine, that, I, Oh, I'm going to have to tell you this, but it's in joke, okay? He said,
yeah, go ahead.
He said, and I don't know if he did have a sense of humor, but he's saying, tell her I don't have time to miss her. And he's laughing.
Yes, I am. Yes.
And he wants you to know he's sending you, he's handing me, and he goes, this is so dumb, but he's sending me hearts for you all out. So, and he's like, like he's just throwing them at me, and I see about 60 of them coming at me. I'm like, I love them, but bring them over here. But he's throwing them at you. And he's also, just let me get what he's saying. He's saying you gave him the time of his life.
We were really good friends, so good friends.
Yeah.
And we laughed.
Yeah, and he said that if it wasn't for you, his time on earth would have not been so fruitful. And then he's stamping his foot, and he goes, I don't like this. I don't want all this. And
he likes it, or I don't like all this. What did he say?
He doesn't want me to, he's saying really sentimental things, and then when he's saying it, he knows it's upsetting, and he's, as a laugh, he stamps his foot and says, I don't want to do this, I want to be fun. So, he would do that
in life. He would, like, kind of get serious, and then he'd say, then he'd turn it around, and he would get funny again.
Yeah.
He had a nickname he called me. I don't know if he can give it to you or not.
I don't do that because if I'm a letter off, you know, I remember it's Spirit who's telling me and it's me who has to interpret it.
I'll tell you the name because it is absolutely funny.
Well, it's really weird because the big letter that's coming, I have a letter, but I don't know that it's going to resonate with you, but it's an S and it's like sunshine or sun as there's an S in it. So I see a big S.
He called me Abby. My name is not Abby. He goes, hey, Abby Normal.
Oh, okay. No, I've got a big S. I got a big S. And maybe what he's saying is, and because I'm getting songs, you are my sunshine, my only sunshine. So that's the song he's sending to you. And that's got a big S. What's funny is the S is coming as a lightning bolt. So it's not a straight S. It's kind of like a lightning bolt. And he said, you made me happy when times are gray. I will love you. Well, I don't know the song, so I'm listening to it.
Oh, yeah, you're not going to miss an opportunity now anymore, are you?
Wait a minute. No, I'm not. Don't take my sunshine away. I don't know, but he's laughing. And he said, on a serious note, which he doesn't like to do because he doesn't like feeling that way. He knows you miss him. He's with you. And he feels like you know that. He says that, she knows I'm around. And
he asked me before he passed. He had pancreatic cancer.
Yeah.
He's older than me, but he kind of liked me, but I'm like, I'm 52, but I still maintain friendship with him. But he asked me if, when it came time, would I come and take care of him at the end, give me his, you know, his possessions. I told him I couldn't do that because I didn't take care of my dad. He didn't want his daughter to take him to Georgia, but she didn't. He ended up being at his house, so he did die there.
Yeah, I see what he died of. I just, you don't like saying that over the, you know, it's just not my, you know, my thing. But
yeah.
I do have, you can, I just don't like to. But, because that's why I said I didn't want to show him. He doesn't come to me decrepit or thin. He comes to me as when he felt good.
And I tell you guys, let me tell you what he said about 3 days. I mean, this guy had, like you said, he's serious, but he wouldn't be serious because he didn't like to go down. Somebody said, well, guess who's come to see, because somebody's coming over to visit. He looks at him, he goes, who, the Grim Reaper?
Yeah. That's his sense of humor.
Like,
it came
right to him.
Well, and he said there's a box of possessions somewhere, and that he's showing me a box, and he said that's for you. So I don't know if you got it or it's somewhere else, but he's handed it. There is a box that he wanted you to have. So I'm not quite sure, you know, where that went, but that's what he's handing it to me. It's not a big box.
Well,
small box.
Yeah, well, he's not, but I'm just a friend of the family, and
yeah.
I'm not going to go over there and do anything, only if they call or say, well, here, give it to me. I'm not going to get involved.
This is what I believe that's going to happen. Mm-hmm. I believe that somebody will get to it. And then they're going to, the spirit's going to intervene, and they're going to say,
mm-hmm.
I think he wanted, you know, you to have it. And then I believe you either will get it or a phone call. I do believe
okay.
it's going to come. So I don't know how long and if it'd be years down the road, but there is something he wants you to have. And I think he will make that happen.
I don't know if you ladies know Van Morrison.
Of course.
Singer.
Of course.
He had the song, the first song that played brought shivers through my body was Into the Mystic. I'm like, oh my gosh.
Yeah, you know what?
That was so beautiful.
Yeah, you know what? A lot of those people, especially rock stars, they were doing drugs, and they really, really went into the mystic. And that's why a lot of them write songs that they totally believe and totally see spirit, because it gave them the impetus, they're creative anyway, to see, feel, hear, and know. So I
mm-hmm.
do believe, and I think a lot of their gifts come from spirit. So and they don't know where those songs come from sometimes.
Yes.
A good example would be Train. He wrote a few
right.
songs, I think Drops of Jupiter, and there's a couple more. That,
yes,
and he
Drops
is a
of Jupiter,
spirit.
He dreamt that song from his mother
yes.
that died. Yes.
Yeah. And there was another one that he wrote again that was handed to him. Oh my God, I have somebody here, and I'm sure it's for him. But I certainly can't call Pat Monahan. But anyway,
mm-hmm.
I'd love to though. But I will tell you that he is spiritual. He believes in spirit, and he knows spirit. And that was with his mom. So he had the gift before, but it really mm-hmm. came out when his mom passed away. And
uh-huh.
I think. It's. I wish I could get to him because I have had a lot of messages for him, but I just don't know him. So anyway,
you're talking about the guy that sings "Drops of Jupiter."
Yeah, Pat Monahan.
Oh wow.
So, yeah, there's other reasons. So the thing is that a lot of the singers do go there, and a lot of them are creative, mm-hmm. spiritual, and they have been spiritual.
Oh, yeah.
It's just their vents. So
mm-hmm.
I hope we helped you because I got to get we have a limited time.
Okay,
today.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome, and you know what?
Oh, he died September 11th. He just died, by the way.
Yeah, that's why I'm saying that box will come to you.
Okay, thank you. And now
you're
put me on the list, please.
Oh, I will. Thank you. Oh,
thank
Susan.
You, Wanda. Yeah, that was awesome, Bonnie. Awesome.
Oh, thank you, honey. You know I love spirit, and if they come through,
yeah.
man,
aren't you?
They
aren't you glad that I let you talk?
Oh, sister. Okay. Well, yes, of course I am. You know that.
Yeah.
I love
that's
that.
What you always you. Say to me when I get a reading and I get on a roll. It's like, well, I let you talk. You didn't get at me get a word in edgewise, but you were awesome, girlfriend. Awesome.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. You know I love that. And more spirit everywhere. I'll take every spirit I can. And you know, I don't know you don't like me to say that, but I will. I want all spirit with spirit here, spirit, and I want to see spirit standing in front of me. So we're taking 708. 708, you are on with Bonnie and Susan. Hi.
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 Hello. Hi.
Yeah.
I'm kind of new to the show.
Wow.
But I,
oh,
hi.
Oh, we
yay.
Got it.
Yeah.
Hi.
Can we ask who we're talking to?
This is Patty.
Hi, Patty.
Hi.
I'm Bonnie.
Hi.
And this is Susan. I'm so happy. We love new players and new people. And we have so much fun on our show that we – like even we just crack ourselves up. So I'm glad to meet you, and we always love new people. And how can we help you today?
I'm really glad to meet you, and I could really use a laugh. I could tell you.
we'll entertain you. I mean,
yeah.
Bonnie and I talk all day, and it's like, and we giggle all day. We keep on saying, "Oh, I'm so glad I called you. You made me laugh."
Yeah, we do. And I, you know what, I'm kind of feeling like you have a few questions, and you have had some, I feel like, you've got an energy of not being able to get out of something. And I keep seeing, and maybe it was you, the reason I kept saying tarot, but do you have questions? Do you have something you need to ask?
Oh my God, I don't know where to start. Yeah, I was just wondering more about my mom, who's gone 3 years, and it's been I think it altered everything for me.
Oh my goodness, yes. But that's not an energy that, you know, I can feel your energy with your mom, and I can see your mom coming towards me. She looks
did you lose your mom to an illness?
She was 86, and she struggled. I mean, she had a very, very difficult life. And
I just felt such struggle there. And she just held on for you.
She wanted to go. This is what, you know, I'm going to say this, and you're going to probably hate me, but I love you. You know, we're here for a reason. And when you don't, you know, and the same thing, they have to go. They have to go. They can't stay forever. You're lucky you had her as long as you did. My mom died at 67. So I can tell you that, but it doesn't matter, because we all treat our parents like when we're little. So I said to somebody, you lost your father at 98. I lost my father at 74. And he looked at me and said, Bonnie, I will always look at my dad like when I was 15. So it doesn't matter how old they are when they die. It's the feeling you have for them. So I can feel that so much, and Susan can too from you. But you got to realize that she didn't want to leave because she knew you would not be able to really move on very easily. You have to move on. But
I know. It was selfish of me.
We don't blame anybody, because spirit doesn't. So what she is upset for is that she would like you out of respect for the relationship that you had. She doesn't like seeing you like this, and she can't really come to you in full, I'm going to say the word apparition, because I don't know why I'm saying that, because a lot of people can't. And I don't see a lot of them. I see them, you know, as visions. But she's saying that that the grief that you suffer also affects her. And even though she's in the ether, and she's at home. She went home, and she's so much. Her physical body was struggling, but her spirit was fabulous. And she's saying to you that, in order for her to move on even and be able to be the bright light she wants to be, she is worried about you. And she said that you are struggling. And I did too with my dad's death, I've got to tell you. It is still early. There's never anything I can say or she can say to you. What she's trying to say to you is, please, you have a vibrant life. She sees that and wants that for you. I think that she was an intelligent woman, because she's showing me, she's speaking clipway. So I think that she was very intelligent and probably intuitive herself.
Yes.
And she is saying to me that for you not to move on is really, really hurts her, because she taught this. This is what she's saying. She taught you better than that. She knew she was going, and you did too. The time that you spent at the end meant so much. This is coming from her. I'm not talking, so if you hear anything that sounds weird, you know that. The time that you put into the end of her life on this earth plane, because you know it isn't the end, it was so beautiful and gratifying for her that she's a beautiful light. But what hasn't caught up is you. And she is bound and determined before she, you know, she can move on, really, to help you. And she says that she can't, and maybe that's why she's coming through today. She said that she knows you will not ever forget her. The love that the two of you had and shared, and she's saying not always, but she said, you know, is amazing. The gift that you had to even have her or her be with you that long is amazing for me. But she says that what you need to do, do you have other people in your life? Because she's saying to me that they're suffering.
I do, and it's a husband, and it's very difficult.
Yeah.
Yeah, I pulled some cards here. Your husband came up. Yeah, the going away. It's like everyone is being affected in your soul family with your sadness. And you're feeling that that you didn't do enough. Or that you should have said, you should have, would have, could have, and that is the ego's trap for us, especially when loved ones pass. Should have, would have, could have.
Well, listen, Susan, I got to just finish because she's sitting here. So I just got to tell you, and then you're going to go for it because she's our last caller. But
I had to say.
No, I do want you to talk. I do want you to throw some cards for her. But what she's showing me is she's pushing up daisies. I don't know why. They're white daisies. And she goes, everything's coming up daisies. And I think she wants you. I don't know what that came from. I don't know if your mom liked daisies or do you like daisies. It's your symbol. And she's all dressed kind of in white now. She wasn't when she came. And maybe she's saying that you've got to be in it to win it. And I don't know why I said that, but you have got to be mentally available, and you need to stop, because she's saying that she loved the life she had with you. And no matter what, and she said it wasn't all perfect, because that's kind of what she's saying. But what she treasured the most was how much you loved her. And she can't, she sees this tearing you apart, and therefore it's tough for her to even move on. So what she's asking me to ask you is please take a look at what you're doing to the ones around you, because she wouldn't have done that to you. She wants you to have a full life. You can't with the way you are. And she said that she'll come around you. You can talk to her, but you've got to make some progress. Because she can't come back. She can't physically come back. She can come back spiritual. Her spirit can come back, but she can't physically. Always she can come. And she will, but she cannot come back with the grief that you have. She can't get through. She can't get through that thick veil.
Okay. I actually thought that was why it wasn't happening. I mean, I see signs. There's like, you know, more dreaming.
Yeah.
It hasn't happened.
Yeah, it hasn't, because she can't get through, and she desperately wants to, because that's why she's handing you, and she's throwing all kinds of, I hate the word, she's throwing all kinds of things at you. She's throwing pink hearts, red hearts, white hearts, daisies. She's throwing, oh my gosh, she's throwing wildflowers. She's picking up the grass. Anything that will help you is what she's saying. Yeah, you've got to move. You've got to make some progress, because she's really, really serious about this.
Okay. I hear you.
Okay? All right. And she herself wants to come talk to you. She is trying to break through that veil. And she said that your relationship, and so that's what Susan's saying, I'm going to hand you right over to Susan, is suffering. And she doesn't want to be responsible for that. So I'm going to say, if you love her in love and light, and I did with my dad for 6 years, the same as you, I'm going to tell you you're never going to move on. You're never going to feel less pain because you loved her. But you've got to take that pain and make it productive and say, hey, I loved you. I respect you. I honor you. And I'm going to honor the relationships I had because I know you would want me to. So I'm going to hand you to Susan.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Go ahead, Susan.
Patty, is your father or your mother's husband still alive?
No.
No.
No. I have a husband.
I'm speaking about your mother. Okay. Okay, they're all in spirit world, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
I can see them all.
I didn't know my father, so I don't know.
I was just gonna say there's some issues there, okay. Mm-hmm. And he came up in the cards, okay. He is on the other side with her, all right. And there is an understanding between the two of them in terms of where you're concerned. Okay, death is one of the most amazing gifts and tools that the soul, the higher self, uses to teach us about letting go of control. Okay, and that's what's causing you most of your feeling of less than, a feeling of being incomplete in life. Death is part of the journey.
Yeah.
And I think what bothers you a lot, okay, through her transition is that you carry an imprint of the hard life that she had, okay?
Right.
And always understand that she chose her journey, okay?
Yes.
You may not know why she chose the journey, but what I'm hearing is that through that hard life, she accomplished a lot of beautiful things, and that's what you want to focus on. You want to let go of the things that happened to her or what people did to her or what she didn't get or what didn't work out for her. Because if you let go of that, I think that that's the forgiveness that she's trying to, imprint on you. Have you understood what I said?
Yep, everything. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because I got to tell you, that's what she said when she said, I love, you know, that she had some bad times, which I told you in there when she was saying it hasn't all been easy. So the thing is, what she really counted on was your light, and you cannot, you just can't. I mean, I can, Susan's putting it nicer than I am, but look around, because it's affecting everyone, and that isn't fair to them, although they knew when they came down what they chose. So, but you've got to pick yourself up, and you've got to.
But most
honor.
Of all you, because your life force is very low, Patty.
Yes.
Very,
it's
very low.
I'm living with somebody that is very dark.
Yeah, kind of a vampire and energy. And you have to make some decisions on the quality of life that you want to live, because it's like when our soul families move into the light, that's when we get it. I mean, we totally get it. How precious this gift is. And literally, the one thing that ego is so pissed off about and will get us every time is that you cannot control time. Before you know you're going to be your mother's age. And it's like, and you will be looking back. And so that's the message that your mother is trying to get across to you, is that what the time you have left, you know, lift the spirit up, be free, breathe easy, and bring joy into your life, because she now looks back and goes and says, wow, you know, maybe I could have done things differently, but maybe I can help my daughter understand it better.
Yeah, and that's why she's throwing all that stuff at you, beautiful things, heart, flowers, and she's, appearing.
Best of life. Look at the great, the wonderful.
Yes. I think we're losing a lot of people, and have we, are you still on? Patty?
I'm here.
Okay.
Can you hear me?
I can. I don't hear Susan anymore. Susan?
I don't
hear
Susan.
You can't hear me.
Yeah, we couldn't hear you. But what I want to tell you, because we've got about a minute and then we've got to get off, is we're glad that you're new. We're glad that you came. You have
Thank
some
you.
Really heavy soul searching to do. And what your mom says is you are capable of doing it. So will you please do us a favor and will you call us back and let us know how you're doing?
Yes, keep
Absolutely.
Us posted.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right.
I'm glad I found you. Thank you.
Yeah, we're so happy you found us.
Oh,
thank
we
you
are
for allowing us to, yeah, thank you for allowing us to peep in, because that's what we do really when we bring your loved one through or we give you a tarot reading, is we're peeping into your life. And without you letting us, whose life would we peep into, right?
Well, thank you for peeping.
You're welcome. We hope to peep in again. So we will talk to you soon
you.
And good luck. Thank you.
Thank
you for finding
Bye.
Us.
Bye, Patty.
You know, I just love that, Susan. I'm just, Susan?
Yeah.
I'm just,
hello?
You know, it's weird. Okay. Susan, hello? Susan?
Hello?
Susan? Susan?
Yeah. Yay. Hello?
That is so crazy. I have your number up, and when I pressed it back, it was a male. So anyway,
It's my alter ego.
Well, you know what? Your alter ego better find your other ego, because I don't know. I don't have a male partner. It was Mike, and he's going to come back someday, but I don't have him back yet, and that's the only male partner I'm going to have.
Oh, well, there you go. Yeah. Can you still hear me?
I can hear
Hello?
You, but there's – Hi.
Oh, my
Hello?
God.
Susan?
Hello.
Hello. Yes. Hi. You know, you're coming in through my partner's phone, and that is so weird. So we don't understand this. Are you there?
I am. Yes.
But
yes.
I'm not.
Susan.
Yeah. What?
I hear a male voice, and it is coming through your phone.
If you can't hear, can you not hear me?
No, I can
At
hear
all?
You. Do you want to hear something, Susan? Are you there?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you know what? I unmuted everybody. I'm sorry out there. I unmuted everybody. So everybody was on, really, when anybody else was on. Thank God somebody didn't say anything or burp or, you know, eat or talk to somebody, because we would have heard that.
This is weird.
Weird.
Maybe it's time to say goodbye.
It has to. I'm sorry, sir. I know it sounds like you're from England, and I love your accent. Absolutely. But give us a call. Tomorrow we do have Ron Reeder, so anybody who wants to get in touch with their loved ones and really wants to dig in and see who's there, we can do it, but we're bringing in a medium. He's the working man's medium, and his name is Ronald Reeder. Go ahead and pull him up. Ronald Reeder, working man. Hello, the working man's medium.com. All right, love you. Have a great day. I love everyone. Bye.
Love you too. Bye-bye.
Bye.